You're listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at CKUT.ca. I'm your host, Jules Bichel, and you are listening to the Local Journalism Initiative Roundup here on CKUT. That's where I share the stories I've been making with the help and support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Up next, we've got an interview with Debbie Friday, where we chat about her Polaris Prize win earlier this fall. That was for the record Good Luck, out with Sub Pop in March. Now she's back in town for a show this Thursday at Bar La Ritz, her first hometown gig since winning Canada's biggest indie music award. Here's our conversation.
Hi, I'm Debbie Friday, and I am an artist. I like to do a lot of things, music, film, and writing.
Tell me about this last record you put out and the year that you've had. So you put out Good Luck earlier this year. In September, you won the Canadian Polaris Prize for that record. This is your first full-length album. Tell me more about what that process was like and how the reception has been.
This year has been just like insane. Like so many things happened that, you know, you just can't really like prepare for. Of course, like when you're making an album or you're making any kind of project, you have hopes and aspirations for them, but they kind of just feel really abstract because you're just so focused on actually getting the thing done in the first place. So that's kind of where I was like when I was making the album. Of course, there's things that I wanted, but it felt really abstract. It was far away. It was this idea of like, oh, it'd be nice if that happened. But then once the album came out and just everything that has happened this year has been like beyond my expectations or even my wildest dreams. Like I put out an album, I toured Australia. I went to toured Europe twice. Like I've been pretty much all over the world this year. I made music in so many different places. I won the Polaris Prize, which is like insane still to be saying. And it just feels like a really big payoff in this way because so much went into the album, like so much of myself and so much time and effort and energy, but also so many other people. You know, it takes a whole village to make an album, and I'm super grateful for all the people who were part of this project and just seeing like all of the cumulative effort resulting in all of this goodness that has happened this year just feels really satisfying, and I feel really happy, very proud, and just yeah, I'm in a good place.
You said it was a pandemic record, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were all going through it during the pandemic, and it's this time you really have nothing else to do but sit and think and either drive yourself crazy or create. How did that come out in the record that, you know, we're all hearing now?
I think definitely you can hear it just in the sense that the record is very self-reflective. Like I spent so much time alone during the pandemic, and I had a lot of time to just like think on my life and like reflect on, you know, these experiences that brought me to where I am today. And you can really hear that in the record. You can hear that in the writing and a lot of the songs and just, I think, the overall tone of a lot of the music. It's this idea of like journeying, and you're journeying through a life essentially. And so I think that was the overall theme for me, both in the pandemic, but also in the place where I was when I was making this album.
Yeah, a lot of folks have talked about the mix of genres on the record, but I also feel like there's a really interesting mix of emotions where it'll be really dark and moody and angry, and then there will be a lightness or a tenderness, like just within a moment's shift. How do you make sense of, or how do you navigate all these disparate, you know, genres, emotion, like there's a lot that's in the record. You even said a lot of collaborators. What about your process allows you to like pull that all together into something that really feels coherent?
It's hard to say exactly what it is. I think it's just partly just like the way that I am as a person. Like a friend of mine actually called me complex, last week at my birthday. But she was talking about like the first time she had met me, and like how, as she got to know me, it was like basically all these different personas and different people and different parts of myself, like, revealed them to her. And she was like, yeah, like, I would describe you as a complex person. And I think that that complexity is in everything that I do. It's like in the way that I make music. I'm really into this idea of like hybridity, and it's like hybridity of sound and of genre, but it goes even further than that. It's really about like, I'm interested in like taking things that already exist and making them into something new, because I think that's pretty much the only way that new things are made.
You spoke before as well about, you know, a hybridity in terms of, you're not just a singer-songwriter, you're a creator and an artist in different forms. Tell me more about the different paths that you're looking to explore. And I mean, I'm guessing now that you have this bigger platform, there's a little bit more room to maneuver as well in terms of like what different, I guess, projects or creative visions that you can actually like follow through with and have support on.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I have a lot of things that I want to do, things that I haven't done yet, and some of them are things that I've explored, such as like filmmaking and writing. I think for me, like, I've always had like three pillars to my creativity, and it's always been, you know, sound, visuals, and writing. And it's nice that with music you kind of get to explore all of those avenues in one. But I have a lot of goals, like a lot of things I want to do. Like this upcoming year, I should say, I'm getting back into my writing in a more serious manner. And I'm thinking of like starting up a blog again, because I used to have this blog where I would write these kind of experimental essays, is what I'm going to call them. But I just love creating. Like, I just love making things, and I never want to limit myself in terms of like this idea of like, oh, well, I'm a musician, so I can only make music, because I don't think that's true for anyone. I think that anyone who's a creative is multifaceted, and that creativity is going to come out in many different ways.
You know, you're known for being a performer as well as all of this, right? Like, it doesn't take away. How important is that side of it? The being on stage, touring, connecting with fans, like, what do you put into that as Debbie Friday on stage?
Oh my gosh, it's so much of it. Like, it's the whole reason I'm even doing music now. Like, I remember when I played my first ever show in Montreal, actually. I wasn't even living there at the time, but it was at Slut Island Festival. I remember the feeling of being on stage for the first time and like performing for people for the first time. And it's not, of course, it was like an adrenaline rush and everything, but it was the first time that I really felt this sense of like true purpose. I was like, oh, this is something that I'm meant to be doing with my life. Like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And it's like one thing to, you know, release music, put it out on the internet and have people listen to it that way. Like, that's one form of connection. But I really think that nothing beats like the face-to-face in person. You know, you're in the same four walls and you're all gathered together in this place for like the same purpose, and there's all this energy in the room that's like being exchanged between performer and audience and performer, and it just like creates these like, I don't even know what to call it, like almost like this vortex. And it's like, this is the stuff that life is made of, like this is the point of it all. And I really felt that a lot since I've been on tour all year this year, pretty much. And like every single time I play a show, like it never gets old for me. I love it. I love it.
I'm glad, because, you know, tour, it's not for the faint of heart.
No, definitely not.
You know, how does it feel also to be back in Montreal, if that's where you played your first show? I know you're from here. You're going to be playing here again on Thursday. What are the kind of emotions that come along with that?
Just like gratitude, really. Like, I always say that Montreal is a place that really made me. And, you know, you could take the girl out of Montreal, but you can't take the Montreal out of the girl. Like, I always have this like Montreal flavor to me. And I'm super grateful for it, because it's informed like so much of my life, and to an extent as well, like my artistry. And I always love coming back and visiting. It's nice to come back home and, you know, have a few moments there. But it's also nice to leave too, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that. But speaking about your show that's coming up this Thursday, for folks who don't know your music or your performance style that well, if you could give them like a few little notes or hints of like what it is that they can expect from a Debbie Friday show, what would that be?
They can expect high energy, good times. Like, it's always a blast, it's always a lot of fun, and it's always a lot of energy. Like, you're gonna leave and you're gonna feel like, ah, like I just went to church or something, and I feel renewed and I'm ready to take on the rest of my life.
Amazing. Well, that's a good way to end, I think. Leave them wanting more.
Great. Yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was our interview with Debbie Friday, who has a show this Thursday at Bar Laritz, which is her first hometown gig since winning Canada's biggest indie music award, the Polaris Prize. And you heard a little bit of her song, What a Man, which streams on her album, Good Luck, which came out with Sub Pop in March. I'm your host, Jules Bujal. Thanks so much for listening.